Hi everyone. I don't film vlogs very often, and I'm sure you've noticed. I'm not good at it, but I feel like I owe you an explanation as to why I'm not making any ChatGPT tutorials. Despite all your comments, questions, suggestions, I notice them, and I usually follow them when I create new content for this channel, but this time it's a bit different, so in this video I'll explain why. And also my apologies for the deep voice. This is my first coffee, so it's gonna get better as we go. So let's roll. Now, if you're not familiar with ChatGPT, it is a highly sophisticated artificial intelligence model that I guess it's being presented as a chatbot, but I don't really think it fits the definition of a chatbot. You know, I would say it's a very inaccurate representation of what it's really all about. And I encourage you to do your own research. Don't just rely on my words. But if you do, you will probably find that it's not just here to chat, okay? We can use it to make websites. We can make software components or software in general. We can write scholarly articles with it, as in sophisticated university-level papers, something with very technical and very high language. We can write music with it, and ultimately other AI models. So is that really a chatbot? I don't think so. I could be wrong, let me know what you think, but when I imagine a chatbot, I imagine something with a very narrow area of expertise, as in, it is designed to do a very specific job, which is chatting. You know, you only have one job, okay? If you ask it to go beyond the scope of this one job, it is now going to be very, very confused. You know, we call it narrow AI. So if I would ask a chatbot to make me a random recipe picker or design me this sophisticated neural network to distinguish between images of cats and dogs, I would expect it to freak out. I would expect it to develop a conversation with me about those tasks, but I wouldn't expect it to have the capabilities of performing them, left alone well, right? That's one problem, but it's not the main problem, okay? If it was my issue, that's pretty easy to solve. Just, you know, call it by the name and I'm a happy camper, but my problem is way, way more problematic, I guess. The general idea behind this model is, look how much time it can save us. Look how it will improve our lives if we only give it a chance, right? From the perspective of software developers, we can just take all those tasks that we either not good at, or we either don't want to perform because maybe they're time consuming or repetitive. So we can just take them and we can dump them on ChatGPT. For example, I don't have time to make my own web scraper, so ChatGPT can do it for me. Or maybe I need this payment system that is very, very secure, and it goes well beyond the level of my skill. So I'm just going to delegate it to ChatGPT because I don't have much experience with it anyways, right? So on the surface, that's perfect. This is probably the best thing that ever happened to us developers, right? We don't have to do anything anymore. So how can I sit here and complain about it? The problem is, if we have access to it, it is safe to assume that our employer also has access to it. Now, I'm not saying that we will all suddenly lose our jobs to AI. No, that's not what I meant. I'll explain everything shortly. But what I'm saying is that all this buzz and all this excitement around ChatGPT, it just casually seems to skip all the negative aspects that this technology may bring. If not now, then sometimes in the future. And I think we should at least talk about it, right? So please hear me out. So the main task of any employer or business owner is to balance between the income and expenses. If the income is higher than the expenses, then the company is profitable. If it's the other way around, then the company operates at a loss. We all know it since childhood. Now, there are two ways in which a company can increase its profitability. You can either increase the income, so this means generating more sales or maybe boosting the price of your products, or you can just decrease the expenses. So instead of buying this fancy, organic, fair trade coffee to your employees, you just buy them something cheap. You saved yourself some money in the end of the month. Mission accomplished. Now, the problem with developers is we are a huge expense. Not only we make some very high salaries, but we have incredible conditions in the workplace. And arguably, that's why many of us have gathered here, learning Python. If we were not compensated that well, we could have been artists or musicians or chefs or whatever. Now, the reason why we are compensated so well is because we have this unique set of skills, this special set of skills that is being obtained either through years of experience or years of school, as in universities and colleges, and lots of money is being dedicated to the cause. So imagine it as if our employer has this very, very big problem, probably many, many, many big problems, and only our kind can solve them. That's why we are so valuable, and that's why we are worth every penny. Now, once AI models, such as ChatGPT, are capable of solving the exact same problems, probably in a fraction of the time, and most definitely in a fraction of the cost, because I don't know if I've mentioned, but ChatGPT is free, we need to ask ourselves, do we still have the same value, at least in the eyes of our employer? When we look at this equation of income versus expenses, is it still in our favor? Or are we now competing with this entity that doesn't eat, doesn't sleep, doesn't rest, never gets moody, so it's always productive, it never gets sick, it never takes a vacation, it never takes a better job offer, it never gets pregnant, it never retires, and so on and so on. Do we still have the upper hand? I think it's a bit naive to assume that our employer doesn't take it into consideration. If not now, then sometimes in the future. And it's the easiest thing in the world to say, well, it's not a problem now, so why should I worry about it? Let's just wait and see. And from my perspective, I don't think we should wait until something becomes a problem. We already know it has the potential to become a real disaster, not just a problem. So why don't we address it now when it's fresh, right? Before some irreversible changes happen in our industry or in other industries too, because it's not just, you know, developers who may be affected by it. How about journalists or customer service? That's just from the top of my head. And it's hard to tell what the future will bring. We are just speculating, right? These are just theories, and I hope I'm wrong. But if we look at things that already happened in the past, this machine versus human type of a battle, when I see all my colleagues getting all jolly and excited to the point of almost worshiping this ChatGPT, I'm concerned. I think of cashiers. Cashiers, I bet you they were also excited when they've seen their first self-checkout register. Look, the customers will now do my job for me voluntarily. And I'm just going to sit here, I'm going to sip my coffee and slack off, right? Well, that didn't work as expected. If you now visit your favorite supermarkets, you will find that it's not just a single self-checkout machine, it's an entire section of machines. And none of those supermarkets actually expanded their operations. They never made enough room to add those machines. They just took the old ones and they replaced them, right? So it's not an enhancement, it's more of a replacement. And to be fair, it's not a very proper comparison, because a cashier, it's an entry-level position. You don't need some special qualifications for that. You usually train on your job. And those self-checkout registers, they cost a lot of money and they take up some space. When we take it to our current problem with ChatGPT, we are in a far bigger disadvantage, folks. Like, far bigger disadvantage. We've spent years and thousands of dollars on getting this certification and, you know, that allows us to progress in our profession. What are we going to do with it? Like, what's next for us? I bet you we told those cashiers back in the day, well, just become a programmer. This is future-proof. Look at us. We're so smart. We're going nowhere. Now, I'm a very flexible person. I don't mind, you know, to learn a new profession now. Okay, even though I'm in my last year of university, and it's very, very sad. My Bachelor of Science is that close. But you know what? Let's say that I am willing to become a plumber now. I don't mind making my hands dirty, you know, from Alberta, I don't care. But how long before this will be replaced? Like, what industry is actually future-proof? So if we lose the battle here, it looks like we lost the war, right? So isn't it the right time to talk about it? I don't know. Let me know what you think. If you disagree with me, please leave me a comment below. I would love to get convinced. Please do. I would love to hear your arguments, and there's nothing that will make me happier than just walking the earth and being secure about my income and about my profession and just rainbows and butterflies everywhere. If you do agree with me, please also leave me a comment. It feels like a very lonely battle, especially judging by my YouTube feed, which is just glorifying, you know, what seems to be this golden calf, you know. My apologies for the accent. That's the Moses story, you know. Well, I shouldn't talk about the Bible in a AI vlog. So if you do agree with me, definitely let me know. I really appreciate your input. And I'm going to ask you to do another thing. Please pass this conversation forward. Not specifically in terms of sharing my video. You can do that if you want. But more in the realm of, please share your testimony. It doesn't have to be in a video form. This could be in a social media post, in an article, in a conversation with your friends and family around the table. Any way that we can delegate this information and we can start actually addressing the problem, I would really, really appreciate it. Also, what do you think about this OpenAI research, this organization behind ChatGPT? Do you find them reliable? Do you find that they have good intentions? And why? I personally assume that they're open source. The name kind of suggests it. You see something that is open, you assume it's transparent, it's open source, but it is not. I was surprised. ChatGPT is based on open source technology, but it is not open source. They're actually planning to charge you for it sometimes in the future. Right now it's free, but it might change. So I don't know. Why do we trust these guys? Is it crazy to assume that maybe they're doing some shenanigans behind the scenes? I don't know. Let me know. Now, usually, I say that if you'd like to see more videos of this kind, please subscribe, but I don't film videos of this kind. I film Python tutorials or general computer science concepts or AI tutorials, ironically. So if you find those topics interesting, then subscribe to my channel and turn on the notification bell. I'll see you very soon in a proper, very positive tutorial. In the meanwhile, bye-bye.